This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Two men named Smith talked with us from two different cities the other day about what they had in common 30 years ago. G.B. Smith was in Buffalo, and Frank Smith was in New York City.
Hello, G.B. Smith.
Hello, Frank. How you doing?
I'm pretty good. I've been looking at your picture and trying to figure out whether or not we really know each other. And I guess, you know, it hasn't got clear to me that we do.
I worked in the metal shop. I don't know. I don't think you ever worked there, did you?
No, I used to do all your towels and stuff down in the laundry, you know?
Yep.
G.B. Smith and Frank Smith were both at the New York State Penitentiary at Attica. G.B. was a guard. Frank was an inmate serving time for armed robbery. They both appear in a documentary Sunday night about the events in September of 1971. It's called Ghosts of Attica on Court TV. On September 9th, 1971, the prisoners took over the prison. Frank Smith became a leader of the uprising. G.B. Smith was one of 41 guards taken hostage, one of whom died from the beating he took in the takeover. There were then 4 days of fruitless negotiations.
I thought things were bad down home. But I've never seen anything like this. The people in here are treated like dogs. Not only a black, but a Puerto Rican and a white. And we're going to get what we demand, or we're going to die trying.
In the end, 29 inmates did die, and so did 10 of their hostages. It was a brutal finale to what had been a tense season at Attica.
Well, something seemed to be going on that whole summer. You know, the whole summer there was tension. When you get done with your shift at the end of the day at 3 o'clock, you know, you'd walk out the front door and say, wow, made it through another day. You didn't know exactly what was going to happen, when it was going to happen, just that something might happen. I don't believe September 9th was the day that it was supposed to happen, like D-Day in Normandy. It just happened to be that was the day.
Frank Smith, was it equally clear to you that something might happen that summer?
Well, not just that summer, Rob. You know, I think something had to happen, just the way the prison system, or Attica, I say, was set up. And the way the programming and the way the attitudes and the behavior, not just the inmates, but the correction too. You see, at that time, Attica only had two things. You could play sports and you go to work and you go back to your cell. You know, and that's not enough.
One thing that's very evident, that was evident at the time in what happened at Attica and is evident in the documentary about what happened there now, is that it seems as though the guards and the inmates were almost from different planets. You came from totally different places with totally different experiences.
Very good, Rob.
Yeah, I'd say that's true. Definitely, definitely. We're a small town, farm community. Well, Frank, I'm assuming he's probably from New York City, which seems though I read someplace he said that he was street smart and stuff like that, which, you know, I was probably street smart for Attica, but I'd be eaten alive in New York City, probably.
Yeah, well, it's the same thing that happened, Smitty. You know, when an inmate or somebody come out of New York City and come into Attica State Prison, where everybody that work in the prison live in the town of Attica, and everybody is white, and 90% of the inmates is some other color, whatever you want to call it. So that is a big problem right there.
The entire incident that has erupted here at Attica is a result of the unmitigated oppression brought by the racist administrative network of this prison throughout the years.
We want to stop slave labor here. We want to apply the New York State minimum wage law to all state institutions. We want to allow all New York State prisoners to be politically active without intimidation or reprisal. We want true religious sanctity. We want to do our own thing in this place.
The guard G.B. Smith recalls being taken hostage on September 9th. The inmates who worked for him in the metal shop, he said they would protect him, but they were outnumbered.
They took us out of the office and told us to strip, and I was having trouble getting my pants off over my shoes, and they took my nightstick and beat my butt with it.
Do you remember what you were feeling at that time?
Not exactly. I don't think I really realized just how serious this thing was.
I was in the laundry that morning, and I heard whistles blowing and smelled gas and seen people running up and down the hallway. And the next thing I knew, the wall came in from to separate the hall from the laundry. Everybody was hollering, open the door, let us in, it's on, something is happening, something is happening. So I didn't have no iota of what was going on at that time.
The way that Ghosts of Attica tells the story, there's a critical turning point when the uprising at Attica at first seemed as though it might be resolved through negotiations, and then one of your fellow prison guards, G.B. Smith, William Quinn, dies of the injuries suffered in that beating during the initial takeover, and everything changes. Everything changes at that point.
Yes, it does.
Did you know William Quinn?
Yes, I did.
Do you remember learning that he had died?
Only out in the yard, and when they come over the speakers, somehow the word got out that Officer Quinn had died, and you could feel a whole mood change in the yard, inmates and officers, the ones
That's
of
right.
us out there.
Army helicopter personnel are preparing to look the buildings over.
We have a 25-man shotgun detail on the roof of C Block. Men with binoculars are attempting to identify some of the guards that they spot out in the compound.
On September 13th, 500 state troopers stormed the prison yard. The inmates threatened the lives of G.B. Smith and the other hostages. Each guard stood blindfolded, a threatening weapon at his head, held by a rebellious inmate. The state troopers stormed the yard firing live ammunition and killing 49 people.
I was still down in the yard in the hostage circle, but I never guessed that they'd be coming in shooting. Maybe you did, Frank. I didn't.
But I didn't think that either at first. I never figured that the assault would be on the level that it was on until afterwards. But immediately, when the helicopter came over and say, put your hands on your head, and then the shooting started, and I started seeing people getting opened up and people coming over the wall, I knew then what I was dealing with.
Good evening. The four-day insurrection at New York's Attica State Prison came to a tragic end this morning. Negotiations gave way to force, and at least 37 men died. 9 guards and 28 prisoners, making this the bloodiest prison incident the country has seen in 4 decades.
The state claimed the hostages were killed by their captors, but as Ghosts of Attica documents, it was soon shown that the troopers who stormed the prison yard were responsible for all the deaths, and then they proceeded to torture the leaders of the uprising. 30 years later, the courts have found that you, Frank Smith, and your fellow inmates were the victims of an injustice, and that, in fact, those stories that were put out about what you had done were wrong. You had been brutalized and tortured after the takeover. And there's been a court judgment in your favor. On the other hand, the compensation for the folks like G.B. Smith, the guards who were taken captive, there's been no particular special compensation for you. And I'd like to hear from each of you, first Frank Smith, whether you think in the subsequent litigation whether justice was done about what happened at Attica.
You know, I think, you know, the word justice is something that we should really look at. There ain't no such thing as justice, just a word. It is a shame that the state and the system does not embrace correction or the state employees that was in Attica State Prison and their family as well. That's the reason that I wrote the letter to Governor Pataki and said that everybody that was in Attica is a victim, and I take that position today.
G.B. Smith, your sense of justice after all this?
The commissioner come and seen us on the Thursday. The assault was on Monday, the following Thursday, which was the 16th of September. The commissioner met with us at the Presbyterian Church in Attica and said, "Don't worry about a thing, boys. We're going to take care of you." Well, unbeknownst to us, in our paychecks was workman's comp, and which amounted to like $95 a week. And by taking our check and cashing it, that give us, they said, "Well, that's your remedy. That's the remedy you chose." And we didn't even know it. Now, I could get my old pay stubs out, and no place on there does it say that $180 was workman's comp money.
But the argument was made by the state that because you accepted that, that meant that you sought no other remedy from the state because you had taken workman's compensation.
Well, that was, see, I didn't even know I had applied for it. I thought you had to apply for workman's comp. another way the state really hosed us was when we were in the yard, the first 8 hours of every day was straight time. The next 8 hours was time and a half. And the last 8 hours, we didn't get paid for it. They figured we were sleeping out there.
I mean, while you were hostages.
Right. Well, we were hostages out in the yard from midnight to 8 in the morning. You didn't get paid at all. I mean, the state, somebody figured out that we were sleeping out there, and so we didn't deserve to get paid while we were sleeping.
There'll be, over the next weekend, I'm sure, a number of stories and articles about Attica 30 years on. And I just wonder if you had to explain to a youngster today what that was all about, just in a nutshell, what the significance of that week in September 1971 was. What do you say? Frank Smith, what was it all about in the end? What does it mean?
What I say to people, you know, and I'm going to say it, you know, here and now, you know, we all got to clean up our acts and look at our attitudes and our behavior as we grow up and start living as people and stop letting race and class and culture separate us.
And that
and
includes,
as you grow up, stay human.
And that includes how you deal with prisoners as well.
That's
people
right.
Who've been convicted of felonies.
That's right.
G.B. Smith, what do you say in the end all amounted to?
I really don't know how to explain it or even to give you a decent answer on something like that.
You think any good came of it at all?
Oh, I certainly hope so. I'd hate to think that all those people, all 43 of them, died for no reason at all, whether they be inmate or officer or civilians. I hope that something come out of it.
Former Attica State prison guard G.B. Smith and former Attica inmate Frank Smith, they both appear in the documentary Ghosts of Attica, which airs this Sunday on Court TV.